It is WHKY. This is our 85th anniversary show. Here we are on this Tuesday morning. This is the 10th of June. This is Chuck Boozer, and this is 1290 AM, 102.3 FM from anywhere at WHKY.com. If you met this lady, you would say, Jennifer Alvarado. Jennifer, well, she must be Hispanic. You're not. How did you get Jennifer Alvarado?
I'm married.
You married into it.
Yes. Oh. So my husband's father is from Costa Rica.
Oh, very nice. So
I was a Miller. So I am straight up from Hickory.
I got you. Yes. It didn't get much more common that Johnson would be the only more common name you could have other than Miller. Yeah. Wow. And what does hubby do?
He is a counselor.
Oh, really? Okay. Where is he a counselor?
At Cornerstone.
Okay. Very good. Is that a drug rehab place?
It's right down the road. It's Christian counseling.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. All right. Well, this is Jennifer Alvarado, who married into the name, by the way. She is a Hickory native, and she is. You're on the upcoming. What is the program that we're going to do here? I've got it somewhere.
The Breaking Darkness.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got it right here. Let me get it proper here before I do this, too. The Breaking Darkness concert coming up in August. Mm-hmm. And so I was just going through some of the information we have on you. We're lucky to have a few moments with you because you're quite busy. My God, are you booked every single day at places all around? You're really working a lot.
Not every single day. I am leaving to go head to Richmond because I've got to go to Connecticut for a show tomorrow.
Really?
And then I'm back in Raleigh on Friday. And I'll be at Spruce Pine Alien Festival, which is always
perfect.
Always a fun little thing.
Well, that's another notch on the holster there. Sure, yeah. We got to play the Alien Festival.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I'm playing that Saturday morning, and then I'm in Albemarle at a brewery on Saturday night.
Well, you know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawers. People have heard me say many times before. Mm-hmm. You're not that old. How old are you?
Oh, no. No, I'm in my 30s.
Are you?
Yeah. I
You have a very youthful look.
Well, thank you.
Hang on to that as long as you can.
Thank
okay.
You. I
yeah,
try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play that as long as you can. But how long have you been doing this? Where did you start with the music? Did you have family? Was dad get into it, or how did you get the music thing going?
Probably my grandfather.
Really?
Was the biggest influence. Yeah, he actually played for a local radio show. I don't know which one.
Okay. Probably on WHKY.
Maybe.
Yes.
It was on Sunday mornings. That's all I remember.
Really?
And I think him and his brother did it or something. It's something like that. Maybe his cousin. And but he played all of these different six-string instruments, and I just kind of fell in love with it.
Really?
Like every time I went down there, he was playing something, and he got me started on mandolin when I was maybe 3 or 4 until I broke it. And then
which would be typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then it kind of got retired for a little bit. And he showed me some guitar chords, but I honestly didn't really start playing instruments until maybe 10 or 11. And then I picked guitar up when I was 13 because I wanted to write with something. But I started writing songs when I was about 4.
Okay.
Making up songs and just, I've always loved it. Always loved music and gravitated towards it.
Is this what you wanted to do? Is this your dream?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little bit of the dream.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit here. You can explain this to us and then just go at it. Beautiful guitar, by the way. Is this a 12 string?
It is a 12
string. Oh, my God. Look at you, girl.
Yeah. I breathe love.
Yes.
So this song is about a past relationship that is way in the past. And I don't know if I need to bring this down.
Yeah, bring it here. I'll help you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that works.
Yeah. Just tap this down.
Perfect. Yeah, because I'm loud enough that you can pick me up still.
Very good. Okay.
But yeah, so this is kind of about first love and just the things that you want to remember that are good, but really you just needed to run away from something.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
here's Jennifer Alvarado. Here we go. On WHKY.
Stays the same, and first love
was strong enough to tell them goodbye till the dawn. The truth was glaring.
Yes, yes, very nice. That's Jennifer Alvarado. What's the name of that?
Something About a Boy.
Something About a Boy. I thought that's so much. Pull that right back up there. Sure. Interesting sound with the 12 string.
It is.
It's a little more depth, isn't it?
It definitely is. It helps, especially I do a lot of solo shows, mm-hmm. and so it helps.
The only one that I know that played the 12 string was Mr. Campbell. Glenn played it.
Glenn
Campbell played a 12 string, and he always played the 12 string guitar and had that sound, too. It just is something else, too. Wow. You're pretty good, girl.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're really good. Singer, too. Yeah, this is good stuff. This is Jennifer Alvarado. She's going to be with the the Breaking Darkness concert event coming up in August. We're going to take a break here in just a couple of seconds and come back and visit with her. More than a musician here, she's kind of actively involved, and she's kind of using her platform to do a lot of different things in the community. And I love that about you, too, already
Thank
and
you.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. So we'll continue to visit with her on our 85th anniversary, due, and you'll have to sing something else here in the next set, okay? We'll do
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's...
All right, we're back at it on this Tuesday morning. It's the 10th. Aren't you happy you came? We have Jennifer Alvarado with us. She is going to be part of the Breaking Darkness concert coming up in August. So you have representation. You have a manager. Do you have a representation firm that books your stuff for you?
No.
You don't?
I
do all this
myself.
Yourself?
So I do work with a couple bookers, and they do like one-off stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, for the most part, I do about 90% of my booking.
Have you had to be your own business person?
Yes.
How's that?
So I always say as an independent artist, mm-hmm. like you've got to be ready to work.
Yeah.
Like you're everything.
Yes.
So yeah.
You're also the ground crew. You unload the truck and the bus, don't you?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Unless my husband is with me and then he is a wonderful roadie.
Is he?
Yes. He helps me tremendously when
he's
with me.
Do you pay him? Kind of.
I mean,
you cook.
We live together.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And how long have you been married?
We got married in 2012, so...
Ooh, like 13 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I would hope.
Children?
Good.
Children?
No. We have a cat and
okay.
a dog.
You know, those are training opportunities
okay.
when you have the
yes.
cat and dog. It's kind of like kids, but kind of not. In fact, you'll find when you have children later on, oh, my God, we should have stopped with the cat and dog. Yeah. Yeah. It's easier. Yeah.
Yeah. We're still not sold on the whole kid thing.
It's up to you. Yeah. It's up to you. To each his own. Wouldn't hold you one way or the other if you decided one way or the other. Just wouldn't. Whatever goes for you. I'm whatever floats your boat, as they say. Yeah. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, of course.
Would you? What do you do in your shows and stuff? Because you're all over the place here. We don't have time to read how many places you are booked.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good for you. Is that what you wanted to do? Because they only have you back if you're liked. You know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope that I'm liked most places that I go. So I'm also a worship pastor or a worship leader. And so I help with a CR ministry and stuff like that as well. And so I think between all that, yes, I'm quite busy.
And you're also in the prison ministry. You help out the women at the Celebrate Recovery. You're also at the Ashbury Resource Center, Safe Harbor, and Meals on Wheels. You go into the nursing homes, I guess, or the assisted living homes and perform for the clients. I know they love that. My father's in one out in Las Vegas, and they love to have the entertainment come in and visit with the clients and stuff like this. It's all good stuff. Is that a great part of you to give back?
Yeah, I think my heart is always going to be with recovery ministry and just helping out. I mean, I got started helping at a nursing home when I was probably 7.
Really?
Playing bingo with my grandmother's Bible study group.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think ever since then, I don't know, that's my heart. And that's where I feel like I can most serve and most help.
All right, we're going to run out of time. Play us another song here. I'm talking too much. Play us another song here. This is Jennifer Alvarado. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this song's called More Than a Bottle. And it's about the fact if you've ever known somebody or been just, if you've grown up with somebody that there's addiction. So, this is a new one.
Yeah. 10:30 on a Friday night. You're still in the neon lights. You went too far. It's just the start. Another case of deja vu, and not knowing what I should do. It's hard to see it's not me. When the beer's talking and you're stumbling, I can feel this whole bar watching. This our social interaction, it's like I'm living in the past. Just a gift, but you won't remember this. And just like all the times before, you'll wind up on a bathroom floor. I wonder why, if you've ever loved me more than the bottle. Another text to apologize, but your excuses sound like lies I've heard before, and I am sure you're not sorry enough to change, and I've learned how to hide the pain with it's okay, I love you anyway. Bizarre social interaction, it's like I'm living in the past. Just a kid, but you won't remember this. Cause just like all the times before, you'll wind up on a bathroom floor. I wonder why, if you've ever loved me more than the bottle. I'm living in the past, just a kid, but you won't remember this. Cause just like all the times before, you'll wind up on a bathroom floor. I wonder why, if you'll ever love me, I guess it's not that easy for you to love me more than the bottle. More than the bottle.
Jennifer Alvarado here, and that's called
More Than the Bottle.
That's what I was going to say. More Than the Bottle, too. Wow. You and your husband, too. He's a counselor here at a clean, sober living place here, trying to help people.
Cornerstone Counseling.
Get back
on to
it.
Counseling.
Yeah, so I can see where you share the passion for that, too.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. You're a busy girl.
You
got something going for you here. You know, that's really good here. You're all over the place. One of your goals, it said here, was to play in all 50 states.
That is.
How many we got to go?
A lot.
Do we?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
I got to get on the move.
I hear you. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book you, how do we get in touch with you?
JenniferAlvarado.com.
Okay.
Or my socials are Jennifer Alvarado Music for Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Or look me up on Spotify. It's Jennifer Alvarado and all the streaming services.
And you do everything. You do private parties or whatever, birthday parties.
Yeah.
Just come out. You're just an entertainer to come out and do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good stuff. So good to see you. Best of luck to you, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. She's restored my faith in young people once again here. I say that to everybody now that I'm this age. You know that. I can. I just because I can.
I say that too.
We'll take a break and come back. All right. You're listening to the 85th Anniversary Show here on WHKY, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM from anywhere at WHKY.com. We'll take a break and come back. Stay with us.